I would like to talk to you about transformation. Transforming at a core level is always about becoming more of who you always already were and have been. Not as the past of your personality, but in your spirit, your soul. It is the act of letting through you all that is here to serve you. Every day we let this energy through consciously when we set the intention to expand. We unite with that limitless power that is in all things and become who it is that our vital gift decrees. I speak here in the way of letting go and letting God. Not an anthropomorphized male-like deity on a cloud, but rather an all-pervasive isness that is always already in all things, as all things, expressing on a daily basis through the miraculous correspondence of subjective understanding with the objective expanse of the world. This transformation that erupts constructively and positively into the world is the limitlessness made manifest in a particular life. It is the universe harnessing itself as us in these moments and lifetimes as a divine interaction amongst the particles of matter that make up the notes of an underlying music-like composition or creative flow that is beneath all that is emergent in time and space. Tapping into that realization, that ineffable made manifest, is the truest becoming that there is in the course of everyday life. It is a subtle art that transpires sometimes over the course of a few seconds, sometimes days, weeks, months, or years, perhaps even for entire lifetimes. It is in divine time that such instances emerge, evolve, and are made manifest in the Earth School of understanding and being. Emergence in this way I learned from Derek Riddell. The nature of the Earth School in this way I learned from Gary Zukav. Infinite potential in this way I learned from Deepak Chopra. But in all these cases, I feel that it is the universe itself seeking to understand itself better through us, and that we are each a reflection of it. The goal, as Zukav says, is to align our soul with our personality, and allow, as Riddell says, the infinite organizing power of the universe to be made manifest in our lives without limiting its potential with the limited concepts of our minds. Chopra also hints at this by describing how we are entangled with the cosmos. We learn from many different people in this way. As the universe is revealed, we ourselves are revealed, for at the core, the universe and ourselves is one solid energetic force for good and peace and love and right-minded being. We are made manifest in this understanding. It is good. It is truly good. And as we understand this, we appear on the stage of the infinite eternal. Our gateway, which we ourselves become the constituents of as we pass through, is love. That is the transformation. A shedding away that reveals the love that is here and now and forever. God bless. Amen.